Welcome to the Health and Eating Well Report. This is your host, Shelley Kapuser. Today features the lowdown on carbs, ADHD, pressure pointers, and good food fast, how to dress up frozen waffles. So have a recording device handy. First, Vermont's core values. These hard cider makers are foraging for forgotten apples and crafting superior sips with their finds, by Lucy M. Casale. When Colin Davis and David Dolganow discover a wild apple in Vermont's Champlain Valley, they name it for the place where it was found, like Blueberry Bitter for Blueberry Hill in Ripton, and Gill's Peach for the Gill family's dairy farm in Cornwall. Davis and Dolganow are the co-founders of Shaxbury Cider, one of the current darlings of the craft cider industry. They are also treasure hunters. Each fall, the duo and their team of 10 foragers travel all around the state by pickup truck, and sometimes bicycle, searching for apples that growers have long forsaken in gnarly abandoned orchards, on roadsides, and even in urban backyards. Some taste like lemonade, some taste like strawberries, and some like tropical fruit, Dolganow marvels. They've dubbed the initiative the Lost Apple Project because these breeds of once cultivated cider apples fell out of favor during Prohibition in the 1920s and 1930s and were largely lost from modern agriculture, which tends to focus on just a handful of varieties. Their goal? Rediscovering those older apples that bring an incredible diversity of flavors to Shaxbury's ciders. To date, the team has sampled apples from more than 1,000 different wild trees and selected 11 varieties to propagate through grafting. Davis grows some on his property and 3 Vermont orchards, and some home gardeners tend the others. These fruits tend to be high in tannins, the bitter component also in black tea and red wine, giving the resulting ciders a wine-like personality. 6 of Shaxbury's dozen-plus rotating ciders are made with wild apples. Apple Hill, Lost and Found, Pate Nat, Deer Snacks, Twig Farm Cider, and Momofuku, created exclusively for the Momofuku restaurant group. The Pate Nat, which Dolganow describes as complex yet fruity and approachable, is their annual fall release. Davis says the lost apple ciders shine when matched with food. At Honey Road Restaurant in Burlington, Vermont, the Deer Snacks cider goes great with chicken thighs and a preserved lemon and apricot sauce. And the restaurant Somme in New York City pairs Momofuku with an overnight cured and slow-roasted pork shoulder. One thing that keeps us going, beyond our effort to see the Champlain Valley mature into being the Napa Valley of cider, is just connecting to these orchards that perhaps were once thriving, Dolganow says. That desire for him is what drives the thrill of the hunt. The lowdown on carbs. They have a bad rap, but the reality is more nuanced. Here, experts clear up a few common misconceptions, by Camille Noe-Pagan. Have you been doing your best to steer clear of carbs? You are hardly alone. Many women believe carbohydrates are the enemy, says nutritionist Rania Batina, author of The 111 Diet. Carb-restricted eating plans are trendier than ever these days, as celebrities like Halle Berry and Kim Kardashian West espouse the benefits of the ketogenic diet. Low-carb enthusiasts say the macronutrient triggers weight gain and contributes to a host of health problems, including disease-causing inflammation and the fuzzy-headed, unfocused feeling known as brain fog. But doctors warn that this type of all-or-nothing thinking can be risky. Labeling an entire food group as bad is a vast oversimplification, says David Katz, M.D., founding director of the Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center at Yale University, and author of The Truth About Food. Carbs are everything from jelly beans to pinto beans, he points out. Indeed, one of the reasons carbohydrates cause so much confusion is that superfoods like cauliflower are lumped into the same category with hot dog buns. Research is clear, however, that choosing the most nutritious kinds of carbohydrates can improve your health and may actually help you slim down. The first step, reconsidering what you've always heard about your body's number one source of energy. Myth one, a carb is a carb is a carb. When you eat carbohydrates, they are broken down by your gut into glucose and released into your bloodstream. Your pancreas responds by releasing insulin to shuttle that glucose into cells. The higher your blood sugar levels get, the more insulin circulates through your system. And that can be problematic because excess insulin damages cells, ups your risk of heart disease and diabetes, and triggers your body to store surplus glucose, the energy that your body doesn't currently need as fat, especially in your midsection, says Mark Hyman, MD, director of the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Wellness. Now here's the crucial caveat. Not all carbs cause a big spike in blood sugar. Refined carbs, the kind found in sugars and processed grains like white rice and anything baked with white flour, are stripped of nutrients and contain little to no fiber. They are broken down swiftly and send your blood glucose and insulin levels soaring. Complex carbs, on the other hand, are made up of longer chains of sugar molecules, aka starches, as well as fiber. They take more time to digest and provide a steadier stream of blood sugar, prompting a more gradual release of insulin, says Kristen Kirkpatrick, RD, lead dietitian at Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute. These types of carbs are in a wide array of highly nutritious foods, including legumes, nuts and seeds, and all fruits and vegetables. Complex carbs are found in whole grains, too. If you eat grains as part of your diet, look for 100% whole grain on labels, even on products like pasta and crackers. Just don't be fooled by the so-called whole grain halo, a product that also contains added sugar or any ingredients you can't pronounce is not the healthiest option. Myth 2. Carbs are bad for your body. If your diet consists mostly of packaged treats and soda, then yes, your carb intake may cause problems like chronic inflammation and brain fog, among other issues. But cutting back on all carbs comes at a real cost. Despite their bad PR, carbohydrates boast many health benefits. For starters, they help fuel your brain, kidneys, heart muscles, and central nervous system, says Batena. Carbs also contribute to the production of the feel-good brain chemical serotonin. Thanks to their fiber, complex carbs aid digestion, help you keep full, keep cholesterol levels in check, and ease bloating and constipation. And perhaps most important, complex carbs are rich sources of nutrients and powerful phytochemicals, which play a role in preventing and even fighting illness and cellular aging. That may be why several studies, including a new report in the European Heart Journal, show that people with the lowest carbohydrate intake have an increased risk of early death from all causes. Moderate to high intakes of healthy carbs seem to have the opposite effect. Research shows that the Mediterranean diet, which is higher in lean protein and healthy fat, and the Japanese Okinawa diet, which is low in fat and protein, are linked to a higher, longer lifespan. These two diets are very different, except for the fact that they are both rich in whole, plant-based carbohydrates, says Dr. Katz. So, how many carbs should you consume? Well, the answer differs for everyone. An endurance athlete will need more than the average person, for example, because she is burning more energy and requires more fuel. But as a general rule, you can eat as many carbs as you like when they come in the form of low-starch vegetables, like asparagus, broccoli, celery, and low-glycemic fruits, such as pears, kiwis, and oranges. Or in other words, produce that has a nominal effect on your blood sugar. As far as higher starch complex carbs, hello, sweet potatoes and bananas, they are best eaten in moderation. Aim for a serving or so per meal max. The ideal amount for you really depends on your age, weight, and personal biochemistry. Myth number three, carbs pack on extra pounds. Too much of any food group can lead to weight gain, and there's no question it's easy to overdo it on empty, refined carbs. Potato chips, we are looking at you. And higher starch carbs like brown rice. The reality is most Americans are over-consuming carbs, says Dr. Hyman. However, when you are eating mostly slowly digested complex carbs, think leafy greens and lentils, it's harder to go overboard. That's because those foods leave you feeling satisfied, so you are not craving a cookie 30 minutes later. Choosing complex carbs over the refined kind might even help you lose weight. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, for example, revealed that obese adults on a reduced-calorie diet who ate 4 to 7 daily servings of whole grain foods shed twice as much abdominal fat as those eating refined grains. Because high-fiber foods take longer to digest, they tend to even out blood sugar, leading to lower insulin levels, which keeps your body from creating excess belly fat, explains Dr. Katz. That said, if you have a significant amount of weight to lose, a low-carb plan may be appropriate, says Dr. Hyman. But, and this is key, you need to work with a doctor or nutritionist to make sure you are getting the nutrients your body needs. And beware the risk of burnout, warns Dr. Katz. If drastically limiting carbs was effective and sustainable, wouldn't fewer Americans be struggling with their weight? He suggests a simpler, more balanced approach. A plant-based eating plan rich in complex carbs can help you stay healthy and lose weight. And it's a lot easier to stick with long-term. Attention, please. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, impacts an estimated 8% of U.S. adults and 11% of kids, causing difficulty concentrating, irritability, impulsivity, and frenzied behavior. Medication is still the standard of care, but lifestyle tweaks can help ease symptoms, says Sunny Seagold. Check for additives. It's been hard for some doctors to believe that food can make a difference in something as difficult to treat as ADHD, says Joel Nigh, PhD, a professor of psychiatry at Oregon Health and Science University and author of Getting Ahead of ADHD. But certain additives are associated with more severe symptoms in some people. Artificial colorings like FD&C red number 40 and FD&C yellow number 6 appear to be the most problematic. A review of 24 studies conducted by Nigh and his team concluded that the influence of food dyes was small but significant. Other evidence implicates the preservative sodium benzoate. The evidence does not prove causality, but it's ample reason for concern and caution, adds David Katz, MD, MPH, and Eating Well Advisory Board member. Avoiding these ingredients may not help everyone, but it is worth trying, Nyg says. Here's my analogy. If a person walks into a room and sneezes, everyone won't catch a cold, but some will. In the same way, additives don't make everyone's symptoms worse, but there's about a 25% chance that eliminating them will have an effect. In addition to reading labels, try generally limiting processed foods. Research supports that an overall healthy diet is linked to lower rates of ADHD in kids. Move your body. There's overwhelming evidence that exercise helps increase attention, mood, and brain health overall, says Nyg. Most of the research has been done with children, but a review published in the Journal of Neurotransmission found that in a handful of studies on adults, cardio workouts improved attention and reduced impulsivity. The researchers suggest that exercise may boost brain chemicals like dopamine and BDNF that are typically lower in people with ADHD. Sleep well. More than 80% of adults with ADHD report that they have trouble sleeping, according to a 2017 study. Winding down at night is especially difficult, says sleep specialist and clinical psychologist Michael Bruce, PhD. So try making your power down hour, this is his term for general sleep advice, to lower the lights and do something relaxing before bed. Make this more like 90 minutes. Another strategy, try a light therapy lamp. Evidence suggests that using one in the mornings during fall and winter helps adults with ADHD reset their circadian rhythms and feel tired earlier in the evenings. In many ADHD patients, once a healthy sleep schedule has been established, their symptoms can reduce dramatically, he says. Consider supplements. Some experts are excited about broad-spectrum micronutrients, high-dose combos of minerals and vitamins including niacin, selenium, and chromium. A study in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry found that a third of kids taking these supplements saw their attention improve, and a few studies show benefits in adults too. Ask your doctor if this treatment is right for you. Pressure pointers. Meditation may be a strategy for stress relief, but it requires focus, which unless you practice on the reg is in short supply in crucial moments. If tuning in doesn't work for you, tap into these techniques to quiet your mind. Take an extreme shower. Stand under super cold or extra steamy water for a minute or a few. The physical relief that comes after the uncomfy temps will shift your mind into a calmer state too. Try willingness hands. Sit with your palms face up on your lap, shoulders down, belly relaxed, feet flat on the floor. The position, one you'd never adopt if you were in danger, sends a safety signal throughout the body. Sit this way for as long as you need to quell the urge to react in a way you might regret later. Boost your intake of fruit and veggies. Even one extra daily serving has the same soothing effect as 8 days of long walks, found a recent study. Researchers aren't totally sure why, but they do know that people reported mental well-being just as high after eating more produce as after doing other calming activities. 16 minutes, the amount of lost sleep it takes to dramatically impair next-day job performance. Eek! Blame worsened judgment and ability to stay on task, per a new study. Good news, a 10 to 20-minute power nap can refresh you. Be a better goal-getter. Thinking that you will remain the same over time actually leads to greater life satisfaction than imagining how much better your world would be if you did X or Y, according to new research. The reason? Fantasizing about the future detaches you from your current self, which leaves you less likely to notice ops for improvement. That doesn't mean you shouldn't set goals. Doing so can stave off anxiety and depression. But to crush life and feel happy in the process, focus less on adopting a trait and more on changing your behavior to align with the trait you already have. So instead of thinking, I want to be more generous, make specific actions like sending birthday gifts to friends your goal. This closes the gap between your two selves and gives you an action plan. Okay, it's time to start your recording device. Good food fast. Out of this world, waffles. Dressing up frozen waffles is as easy as spread or sprinkle. Start with a few of these favorites, or get creative with your own sweet or savory. Scooch over syrup. This is by Joyce Henley. Number one to add to your waffle: cream cheese, plums, and granola. Another idea: bacon, fried eggs, and chives. Another idea: nut butter, banana, and mini chocolate chips. And lastly, sautéed spinach, tomato, and feta cheese. Waffles aren't just for weekends. Thanks to all the toaster-ready choices in the freezer case, the options range from classic, home-style, to ones that tout being high-protein, high-fiber, or even gluten-free and vegan. We compared nutrition labels and taste-tested more than 20 varieties. Here's what to shop for, plus a list of our faves. Get your grains. Check the ingredient list to make sure the first flour listed has a whole grain, like whole wheat or brown rice flour. And remember that enriched, unbleached, or wheat flours are all healthy-sounding ways to say white flour. In a hurry, be wary of promises on the package. Terms like multigrain or ancient grain don't guarantee any whole grains. Favor fiber. Choosing a waffle with a fair amount of fiber makes the meal more satisfying and helps you reach that goal of 25 to 30 grams per day. So opt for those that deliver at least 2 grams of fiber per serving. To get more into the meal, add fiber-rich toppings like berries. Skip superfluous sugars. Finding waffles with the least amount of sugar is a good move health-wise, and it gives you the most versatility to switch up between sweet or savory meals. We are thinking chicken and gravy-topped waffles for dinner, and maple yogurt and berry-topped ones for breakfast. Look for brands with no more than 6 grams of sugar per serving, which is 2 waffles. Here are the editor's picks: Kodiak Cakes Power Waffles Cinnamon, Nature's Path Flax Plus Waffles, Nature's Path Chia Plus Waffles, Kellogg's Eggo Nutri-Grain Whole Grain Waffles, and Kashi Golden Goodness Waffles. Smart and sweet. White sugar isn't doing you any favors. It can raise your risk for heart diseases and cause your blood sugar to spike, then crash. But the idea of a life without? Thank you. Next. So go natural with one of these 4 clean options. They have less fructose and more nutritional benefits. Date syrup. Full of fiber thanks to its origins as a rich fruit, it also offers inflammation-fighting and mood-lifting health perks. Add a dash of it to ease up spicy dishes. Sub in 1 cup of coconut sugar. These caramel-colored crystals for 1 cup of white sugar to whip up baked goods that promote a happy tummy, courtesy of the good bacteria from coconut star fiber, inulin. Honey is heart healthy antioxidant, and antibacterial properties, which make it clutch for soothing sore throats, are destroyed by too much heat. So skip it in baked goods. Instead, use it in teas and cocktails and on fruit. Maple syrup. We're talking 100% pure organic to score essential minerals like thyroid-boosting manganese. Add 1 to 2 tablespoons to balance out any bitterness in a vinegary salad dressing, and substitute 3/4 cup for every cup of regular sugar when baking. Just be sure to reduce other liquids by about 1/4, too. Soothe, operators. There's a reason you can't come within 5 miles of a spa with encountering this green guy. Cucumbers are incredibly hydrating. They're about 95% water and contain phytonutrients called lignans that reduce inflammation and have a soothing effect when applied to skin. A study published in the Journal of Aging Research and Clinical Practice found that the fruit, yep, it's a fruit, combats swelling and irritation. Cucumber can also be used as a moisturizer and has even been shown to reduce the appearance of fine lines. Best of all, it doesn't just work its magic on your skin. Cue the cuke slices over ice. Evidence suggests that eating cucumber produces similar benefits as well. Cool. That's all for today. This has been your host, Shelley Capicer, with your Health and Eating Well report. Have a healthy, happy week.